there, you fantastically wonderful folk of Audioboo, Facebook and Twitter. It's a Wednesday night. It's Wednesday, yes, it's a night, and normally we do this on a Tuesday night, but, well, I thought I'd spoil you good folks of Audioboo, Facebook and Twitterville by giving you said audio. It's on a Tuesday night, but just keep it calm and give you straight for you on a Wednesday night. So there you go. Anyway, how the devil are you lot? Hope you're well. And, well, you join us here in the city room. And scrunch up to the telly, because I've got small dollar. Because I can't afford more there. Because I'm bored, like, oh, God, I'm taking the piss out of the northerners, also. I'm terribly sorry about that now. To move the door, bloody hell, we don't dare that. The door speak like that. Anyway, well, yeah, obviously, how you are, yeah, so you haven't responded yet, but it's a bit difficult because it's an audio boost. So, anyway, listen, I hope you guys are well. And, well, welcome along. It's Wednesday night, as I probably said, by the time you get to hear this, it could be at the start of the week, you never know. And thanks for listening anyway, and you can hear more on audioboo.fm/ Roddy Jenkins, capital R, capital J, if you don't mind, okay. And this is a little bit of a problem for me, because I've been asked to do a 50-minute piece, okay, and do you know what? The mind has gone completely left to blank. I was going to say, if you thought, I really wanted to read, I'm going to get teeth at work. How many times have you started again? How many times, if I don't lucky, how many fourth times go on? Night, well, here or night, otherwise. Might just make the 50 minutes by the cock-ups, you never know. Anyway, I digress. Right, but how many times have you thought to yourself, God, I really want to talk about a subject that's close to my heart. Something's happened and it's sparked off a chain of events, whatever. Do you know what? It's so damn annoying when you think of that and you get to record it. Okay, I'll put that down the audio boo and and you totally forget what you're talking about. You can't remember the damn thing. What happened that time in the pub? What happened there? No, I'm into the pub, and hello, dear friend, this is going to say, well, then there's a surprise, you were in a pub. Yes, I was in a pub, believe it or not. This was what they called the Friday before New Year's Eve. Okay. And so was that New Year's Eve Eve? I don't know. Well, Christmas Eve Eve, because that was a Friday. And so do we call New Year's Eve Eve the same, because it's the day before? I don't know. Anyway, I was in the pub, right? And I tried to record this on New Year's Day, funny enough. New Year's Eve, rather. And suddenly there was a problem with the upload of the audiobook. So, sadly, I had to delete said audiobook. Which had a bit of a rant in it, as you do. And anyway, but no, I remember this time, and as I say, it was the Friday night, 30th of December, 2011, okay, a couple of weeks ago now, and there you're sat in the bar, okay, mind your business, feeling a bit thirsty, well, you're in the pub, so you've had a drink, you want another drink, obviously. Hence the reason you're feeling a bit thirsty. God damn it, this ain't rocket science. Hello to everybody. This is the rocket science. Oh, this is the rocket science hour. Okay. It's not rocket science what we're gonna tell you at all. That's bloody obvious. Anyway. So there I am. I'm absurd at the perfect. Okay, you know me, those of you on Tripville and Facebook and all you may or may not know this, but I'm a shy introvert type. Okay, I don't like to make a lot of solid dance about things and all the rest of it. You know, well, I think to myself, well, do you know what? I just want to say, yay, Yeah, just please serve me. There always used to be a Prudential advert back in Prudential Insurance Company, by the way, just in case you've never heard of them. I don't know, this sort of business. They were wankers back in the late 80s. And anyway, they had this ad, and it said, "I want to be." And you saw this bloke, right, and he was there, pin sharp in focus, right, on the camera, okay. Stood at the bar with only a £10 note or £5 note, whatever it was, I think it was 10 or something. And the rest of the world just milling around him, and it was like he was in slow-mo, right? He was just there, and they'd obviously done a sort of time lapse for the rest of the pub. And he's just like, "I want to be served." I felt like that, you know. And anyway, yeah, this barmaid, lovely girl, she came up to me, anyway. "Behave, you who knows better." She comes up to me and said, "Do I have another one?" Right, now I've got to think about this now, okay, because this says the tile is hanging out long enough to be polishing the veneer of the woodwork of said bar. Okay, so I'm thinking, do I really want another one? That? Yeah, do you know, I waited this long. Yeah, has a fad sort of disappeared? Can a fad disappear when you're about to drink another bite? I don't know. Anyway, but so do you want another one? And if it's like, yeah, yes, you've been watching me for the past 5 minutes, you silly cow. Why the bloody hell you're not bloody serving me, you bleep? I'm not a sit. She wasn't a silly cow, by the way. Okay, women. I know girls, you can say, "Oh, for Christ's sake, is you this? You stereotype again, isn't he? I mean, what is all that about?" Okay. I apologise. Profusely. And this is not my Barry White impression. Looks like crap at that. But you just sort of think, yes, no, and well, believe it or not, yes, I wouldn't mind a drink. That's very kind of you. Thank you so much. Do you know what? I'm not quite sure if I still want one now, because the desire, the inspiration to have said drink, you know, has kind of, I don't know, just vanished. I'm sat here thinking, go on then. After all that, this is the other thing, okay, we're getting the rant mode here, and, yeah, because we want to have a bit of a rant, why is it, right, okay, you are there, okay, in a pub, okay, and you say, that they've got, like, 4 hand pumps for the real ales, right, it's there, and it's probably another fucking pub, but of course, done that, level 4, hand pumps, probably have the same set ales on them, so, oh, that, please. So they go to the opposite side of the bloody bar and pour it for the... What is wrong with this one here? Have I poisoned it? Did I do the wrong to the point? You know, is this the kind of... Oh, can't point here now. No, not that one. No, you don't want that bum. That could be dangerously disastrous. For crying out, that's a bloody beer bum, for fuck's sake. Honestly, what is that all about? Couldn't they do one of those Twitfield years with hashtags? What the bloody hell is that all about, though? That is not good at all, though. So anyway, they're going to the opposite of the pub. Okay, well, obviously, you got, because there was only 4 pubs there. So you had to pour from the one that was sat beside. Yes! Victory, jackpot, getting the sun. And all that crap. Okay, so there's it. See, she's pouring the pint, right? She is pouring the pint. It says, "Have I seen you before?" Yeah, I think, well, quite possibly. You might have seen me 10 minutes ago when I've walked into the pub. You know, I have been here for a wee little bit of time. Just enough nanoseconds to register clearly with you that, yes, I have been here before. You have seen me here before, rather, okay? But you may have been here before. I might have gone to that pub before. I probably have. Well, I have, actually. I can tell you here now. I have been to that pub before. But I haven't seen her before. So then, but then I haven't been on a Friday night into said pub before. You see where we're going there, don't you? Now, you know, we're here and we're kind of, I don't know, we're kind of saying, yes, I've been to this pub before. No, I've never been here on a Friday before. No, I've never seen you before until 10 minutes ago when I walked in even. And threw my teeth down the bar. Can I have the bat, please? So anyway, you brought a pint. And then we had the whole business, okay, of, is that it? Now, here in the UK, right, we have this tradition that when you go to the pub, clearly you can't just want one pint. You may want two, you may be buying a round for your mates, your friends, your family, your colleagues, whoever. You may also be thinking, well, do you know what? Yeah. I'll be sucking them scampi fries on the bone, fancy a pack of those, or pickled onions, or sort of little crisps, or peanuts. Well, the peanuts have different flavours. I mean, surely a peanut is a peanut. Do we need different flavours of peanuts? To have a peanut? It's a peanut, for God's sake. It's a nut. And then they still put on the bloody bag. This bag of nuts. I don't know what they fucking nuts. It's got fucking peanuts. Honestly. It is self-explanatory. The word peanut. N-U-T on the end of the word P-E-A spells nut, doesn't it? So if you are going to sell a packet of peanuts, why go to the whole bloody trouble where this bag contains nuts? Well, bugger me, I'd be surprised if it didn't contain bloody nuts because it's a bag of fucking peanuts. Oh, God's sake. Anyway. So that was all that. I said, no, that's fine, thanks. Just a pint, thank you very much. That'd be all. Okay, yeah. And she goes off, okay, to tap in the amount, right, into the till. Okay. And, anyway. I'm really out here with you. This is really, really scary. Anyway, she comes back. So, well, I think it's about 290, something like that. Oh, good value. Yeah, okay. Yep. And she says, okay, yeah, I gave her the correct change, or I gave her a fuck. I can't remember which now. Anyway, and we all meet up ever after. Listen, thanks a million for listening. Because I can see we're running slowly out of time. And it's been, excuse me, a great honour to talk to you. Good folks of all you do, Facebook and Twitter. Look after yourselves. Take care. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Well, that actually rules out books real soon, doesn't it? Anyway, listen, thanks a million for listening. And good night. And God bless. And as late Dave Allen would say, whatever God you follow, better go with you. Thanks a million. Bye bye for now.